Good morning, internet. Yeah, so this is a motovlog style content. I'm testing a new setup and we're gonna talk about the low bob. Since this is a new setup, if it sucks, I won't use it. If it's really good, I will, but I wanna know from you guys, do you prefer on-bike commentary, off-bike commentary, or you like a mixture of both? I wanna be able to do more bike reviews and that kind of stuff, so I need to kind of get my motovlogging setup figured out again. So that's part of why I'm doing this video this style. So, oh, by the way, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, gear reviews, and talk about Harley-Davidson news. And that is today's video, Harley-Davidson news. So if you've been in a closet or under a rock somewhere and you haven't heard about the low bob, it is a future model, we believe, coming from Harley-Davidson. They filed for a trademark here a couple months ago for it and another model, the Deadwood. Today we're going to focus on the low bob and what it could be and what all this means. Now, first off, generally when they filed for a trademark in the past, that bike didn't come out for 1 to 2 years. So I expect new models like November of 2027 for the 2027 models. So the question will be, will it be ready by November, or will this be a mid-year launch next year or a 2028 model? That's the first question. And my gut says it's not going to be ready by November, but you know, they've surprised me before. They just surprised me with the Super Glide. And I think that ties into this. So for everybody who has missed the launch of the new Super Glide, it is a limited edition softail based off of the Super Glide from 1971, but with modern styling and modern performance and features. So, you know, all the softail rider safety aids, cruise control, 117, all that stuff. They did ditch the boat tail. Some people are upset about that. I get it, but I think also, you know, that came out in 1971, okay? People that are 55 years old were just born when that came out. It's not going to appeal or mean anything to a younger demographic, and Harley has to go after that younger demographic. So I think keeping with a modern fender was a wise choice. I think the boat tail was controversial. I know I'm not a fan. Some people love it, some people hate it. You're going to be one or the other. And if you're Harley, you're probably going to focus on your core demographic, which, believe it or not, is 45 years old, your average consumer. So most of their average consumers weren't even born when the boat tail came out. So I don't think it'll mean much to that consumer, and I think that was a smart choice for them to not go with that. Now, the low bob, some people have theorized that it is going to be a cross between like a low rider and the fat bob, which was inverted front forks and some of that stuff. But I have another theory, and I want to explore that today and see what you guys think of it. What if the bob in low bob came from street bob? And the reason I say that's because we just came out with the Super Glide, and the Super Glide is essentially a softail standard with more chrome lace wheels and a 5-gallon tank, which one of the big complaints about the street bob and the softail standard was the small tank. So what if we actually replaced the street bob with a low bob and we had a 5-gallon tank on it? We just did away with the 3.5-gallon tank and went to the 5-gallon tank. I mean, the reception over the Super Glide has been really positive about the 5-gallon tank. So I think it makes sense for them to either bring the Super Glide out as a permanent staple in the softail lineup, or, you know, to kind of replace the softail standard. And then that's really going to make sales for the street bob hard, because it's only $1,000 less. You get a smaller tank, you don't get as nice of wheels, you know, just it doesn't look as good in my opinion. So I think the Super Glide would cannibalize sales from the street bob. So you're going to have to do something with it. So what if the low bob was a new version of the street bob? You know, we put the 5-gallon tank on it, maybe a real low seat height. Maybe we change those pegs out from being mids to being forwards. That's been my big complaint with the street bob, is for an older demographic person like me, your knees are up above the tank, up above your hips, and it causes a lot of pain in your hip flex joint. And so I think going to forward controls on an entry-level model like the Softail Standard, Street Bob, Super Glide, whatever we're going to have, makes a lot of sense. Now, I talked to Brad Richards about the Street Bob peg design and foot position ergonomics when I met him at the 2025 press launch. He was there riding the Softails with us. And he said at the time when they designed the Street Bob, they didn't have the Lowrider ST yet, and they were going for a bike that could be more sporty for canyon carving and stuff, and that's why kind of the high mids. So I think with the Lowrider ST and the Lowrider S really kind of stepping into the performance Softail, you know, spot, they take that spot up, that the Street Bob doesn't fit that and it doesn't need that anymore. So you could go to forward controls, more relaxed seating position, 5-gallon tank, low seat height, maybe to appeal to shorter or younger riders, beginner riders that are, maybe low seat height helps them, maybe height challenge folks. I just really feel like there's a spot there where a bike could perform really well. You know, light, low seat height, 5-gallon tank, comfortable with forward controls. I think that hits a mark. So let me know. Now, I mean, the other side of the coin is some people think it's going to be based off the Fat Bob and be a performance model, you know, because the Fat Bob had inverted front forks and stuff. It had, to me, that tilt front headlight thing, and I did not like that, and I didn't like the exhaust on it. I think they were trying to appeal to a different crowd, but it was not the core crowd. And so I think, you know, maybe stepping that back dial it back a little bit makes sense. The other bike they have trademarked a name for is the Deadwood, and I'm going to do a separate video and talk about that concept, what I think that appeals to. I really, you know, haven't got a lot of info, and the name itself does not lend itself to anything specific, so it's hard to, you know, really get a feel for what that bike is going to be. But we'll talk about that in a separate video after I get a chance to do a little more research on it. So, but that, for everybody that wants to know, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, guys. Give me a minute. This stuff is all new, and I'm really busy. Got a lot going on, putting out a lot of videos here lately. I just got done doing a bunch of stuff on the 2026 CVO Street Glide ST. That content, I'm still editing some of that up and finishing that. At the time I'm recording this, it should all be just about out by the time you get this, except for maybe one final video of my thoughts about buy versus build. And then, you know, we got the Great American Convoy coming up this weekend for me. It'll be already started by the time this video comes out. But if it's still rolling, you ought to check out the schedule from Adam Sandoval and see if you can meet up and join up with the Great American Convoy. That raises money for veterans. So it's a great cause. We're going to ride, let's say 115 miles to my local Harley dealership, meet up with a bunch of folks who said they've wanted to ride with me, and run down to Rogers, Arkansas to Pig Trail Harley Davidson and join the Great American Convoy and ride the first leg back to, again, my dealership, Renegade Harley Davidson, and support them. They're the first stop on the convoy, and then we'll buzz home. So I'm looking at a 500 plus mile day to do the convoy at least, leaving at 7 a.m. and definitely not getting back before 7 p.m. So be a nice long day, good run. Let me know, would you enjoy seeing that kind of content? I might record it, but maybe see what the response is from this before I even bother editing it to see if it's something you guys would be interested in. All right, well, we've talked about the Low Bob and what I got going on enough. It's time to let you guys go. I want to thank everybody for subscribing to the channel. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and hit that button down there. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. If you like this style video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up so I know to do more of this type content. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.